A widely held belief about owning commercial real estate is that it can make you rich. Well, the good news is that this notion is true. Commercial real estate can help investors achieve financial freedom. The bad news is that this outcome is far from guaranteed. Not all commercial real estate investments are lucrative, and a bad investment can drag you under, even if you give it your all. Your first step on the path to successful real estate investing is to understand and appreciate the basic financial concepts. What separates the good investments from the poor ones? How can a property increase in value and provide a good return? How can you invest to minimize your risk and create the most wealth? The underlying principles are not complicated and are the same regardless of the property size or type, so many investors with smaller residential properties will already have a basic understanding and appreciation for their importance. Being able to properly evaluate a property from a financial perspective is critical to your success. As you'll see, there are a lot of factors to consider. But at the core of the decision-making process is an accurate assessment of the property's financials. Keep it simple. Let's start by acknowledging that finance is not an exciting topic for many of us, and it can sometimes be unnecessarily complicated. A financial discussion with somebody deeply ensconced in the commercial real estate industry is definitely at risk of devolving into a painstakingly boring and baffling dialogue. But the truth is that real estate finance can be as complicated or as easy as one decides to make it, worthy of a PhD dissertation or kept straightforward and simple. For most small investors, I would recommend my own tried and true approach to real estate finance, which is to fully embrace the KISS, or keep it simple, stupid, principle. Investing the time and effort into thoroughly understanding just a few basic principles can reap great dividends and is the prerequisite for success. If you can add up all of a property's income and expenses, then you're off to a great start. By simply subtracting these total annual expenses from the annual income, you can calculate a property's net operating income, or NOI, which is the most important number for an investor to understand in commercial real estate. It really is that simple. The basics introduced in this book are enough for most investors. You can leave the scarier equations to the self-professed experts. Using basic financial analysis can be equated with driving a car. You don't have to understand how to build a car from scratch in order to be an excellent driver. That said, you would be well served to understand the fundamentals of how a vehicle operates. In real estate finance, these fundamentals consist of a few basic concepts that we're going to review. Yes, there are plenty of people in the world making their fortunes through complicated real estate instruments, but many of those paths are full of potential pitfalls for those of us who are uninitiated. The more complicated the deal, the more unnecessary risk you're taking on. There is plenty of opportunity available without having to get sexy. So if you want to get a healthy return with less risk, then you're well served by just keeping it simple.